Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.
This is a public announcement. Vectis Radio has been hijacked. You are now listening to the 4P's takeover. Normal service will be resumed in due course.
Hi, this is Sherry from the Isle of Wight College, and I'm here with Claire today.
And this is the Moving Up Show.
Oh, of course, mustn't forget, this is the Moving Up Show, and today's show is going to be a little bit different. We've asked our guys who have been involved with the Moving Up course just to say a little bit about their experiences here at the radio station and when they're on their work experiences.
So the Moving Up course is for students who have an educational healthcare plan and really are looking to build up their work skills. So we support our students in the workplace and are out every day of the week in different venues with our students, and they're gaining all sorts of skills from retail to horticulture to obviously Vectis Radio. We've got people in engineering. We've got people all over the place, haven't we, Sherry?
We have, and often we start their work experience in the voluntary sector, which is very important because volunteers are always needed. And here on the island, we have some wonderful placements of which the voluntary sector have been very, very useful for us.
When we support our students, we introduce them to the workplace, and for some students, we need to stay with them to support them for quite a long time, and we gradually taper off the support to suit their needs until they're ready to be independent, because we're not here to babysit our students, we're here to help them to gain the skills to be able to eventually find employment. Some students, that takes hardly any time and they're confident and ready to go. Others, it can be quite a slow process, but we can tailor our support to suit the individual's needs.
Well, Claire, shall we hear from the students?
I think we should.
Hello Amy, you joined Vectis Radio Moving Up Show as part of your work experience in March of this year. What do you do at Vectis Radio?
Every week I record a 2-minute feature for the Sunday afternoon show. Sometimes we record at college and other times we record at Vectis Radio. I am at the Isle of Wight College on the pre-internship Moving Up course. This is my last year at college and I have really enjoyed being part of the Moving Up show.
How do you come up with the features?
Other learners on the pre-internship Moving Up course research my chosen topic each week. The topics are mainly island-based events or places. The other learners go on the internet and find out interesting facts about my chosen topic. They would then email it to Sherry for me to read through and change it need be.
We don't have to change it, do we? They do a very, very good job. And what is the best thing about being part of Vectis Radio?
I enjoy speaking on live radio with Ian Mack. He is friendly and has helped me with my confidence. I also like helping the other learners with their features, asking questions and being part of a group.
What have you enjoyed about the pre-internship Moving Up course?
I enjoy being busy and we do lots of work-based tasks. I like cleaning, stock checking and doing the laundry service. I also complete my targets, although we do much writing, which is good. I don't like sitting down for long periods of time, so the pre-internship Moving Up course is really good.
Well, thank you so much, Amy. So that's goodbye from me.
And it's goodbye from me.
So I've got Christina with me, who's one of the students on the Moving Up programme. Hi, Christina.
Hello.
So what has been your experience of Moving Up programme? What do you think you've gained from being on the course?
I think I'm a lot more confident from work experience.
And in what way has it given you more confidence?
I'm a lot more confident talking to people now.
Great, okay. And the work experience that you do, obviously I know that you do Vectis Radio because we're here right now. What other work experiences have you done?
I work in the college library. I do voluntary work at Amazon Lab.
Cool. So what sort of things did you do at the library?
Putting stickers on the books and putting the books back on the shelf in the right order.
Oh, okay. So that was sort of organising skills, that sort of thing. Yeah, okay. And at Amazon World, I hear that you speak to some of the customers about the lemurs, is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
Good, good. And how do you find that?
I quite enjoy doing it because I like animals.
Yeah, and that's why you do the animal slot on our Moving Up show each week, isn't it? So with all of these activities that you do, do you have to go it alone or do you have somebody with you?
Somebody with me to start with, but then it's sort of taken away slowly.
Yeah, okay. So you get a support person with you, a workplace facilitator, and they sort of settle you in. And then as you're ready to be a bit more independent, the workplace facilitator stands back and lets you get on with it. Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And does that work well for you?
Yeah, it does.
Good. You like to be independent, don't you, Christina?
Yes.
Good. Okay, that's lovely. Thanks, Christina. Okay, so I've got Corey and I've got Hannah, part of our work experience team. Corey, what work experience do you do at the moment?
Well, I'm currently doing work at Stonelands, which is near Knighton, or in Knighton. It's a farm or nursery.
Oh, yes.
Of which I partake in odd bits of farm work, such as bring stuff into a tractor, drive the tractor along, take the stuff out of the tractor, yank something out of the dirt, plant some beans in its place.
Okay, right. So that sounds as though you're actually getting and using quite a lot of skills there. So driving a tractor, that sounds quite exciting.
It's partially exciting. It's mostly just manoeuvring and odd checks.
Okay, sounds fun. And so you do gardening work, you're digging, you're planting, you're pruning trees, that sort of thing. Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, sounds good. So obviously you also do work experience here at Vectis Radio. And how is that helping you, do you think? What are your plans for the future that made you think Vectis Radio would be a good idea for you?
I don't really have any plans, and the way I came into Vectis Radio was more of someone came up to me and said, hey, you want to go onto the radio, do some talking? I said, oh, sure. And it sure is helping improvisation of making long talks.
Right, okay, yeah, you certainly are getting much better at that. But I think the reason that you were asked to join this work experience was because you're going on to a performing arts course in September. So learning the skills here for broadcast are transferable to the new course that you're going to do, would you think?
To a degree, indeed.
Yeah, good, good. And Hannah, so you've been doing work experience at Vectis Radio for a long time.
Yes, I have been. I've been asked by Ian to come and do the lonesome section of the faith. Which I love doing.
Oh, that's really good. That gives you even more chance to talk on the radio, doesn't it, Hannah?
Yeah. And I can get my opinions on the radio.
Great. And have you got some more work experience lined up that you're going to be starting very soon, I hear?
The needles in Alum Bay.
Oh, great. So you're part of a group who are going to be going out to the needles. Mm. And there's lots of opportunities there, I understand. What sort of thing would you like to do when you get there?
Really good with people skills and like retails.
Okay.
So if there is a shop, I can go in there.
Yeah.
That would be a good idea.
Well, that's great because there are a couple of shops there, so we can really give you a good work experience at the Needles, and the people that work there are so lovely. It's a really good
place.
Yeah, good.
Yeah.
And the Moving Up course, you're coming to the end of your first year. Do you think you've enjoyed the year?
Oh, most definitely. It's worthwhile doing.
And the stuff that you learn in the classroom is helpful?
Yes. I don't money management.
Oh yeah, now that's really useful, money management.
Yeah, for and I got my email
for
a person that I had before.
And you've been learning about writing a CV
and
you've had mock interviews. Great, good. So would you recommend to another person that they joined a course?
Yes, 100%.
Well, that's lovely to hear. Thanks, Hannah. Right, so Harry here is one of our Moving Up students. Harry, what do you think is one of the best things about the Moving Up course?
I think it's the freedom, because I'm only actually in college one day a week, and it gives me the freedom rather than sitting in the classroom and looking at a piece of paper or looking at a lecturer, a whiteboard. It gives me the freedom to actually be in the practical world and do something with my hands instead of sitting doing nothing.
So a couple of days a week you're actually in the workplace,
yeah,
and then just one day a week that you're in college.
Yeah.
And actually next year when you're moving up to year two, that's going to decrease even further, isn't it? So you're only going to be in college for half a day.
Yeah.
So that's even better as far as you're concerned.
Yeah, I've never been one for the standard education. I've always been someone to be hands-on, and it's much more flexible. You know, this year they've been really good and helped me, you know, getting to Vectis Radio was another thing that I did, because I did 2 days of Oxfam, but because I needed to work on my communication, they put me in here and it's really helped me as well. So they're very flexible.
Good. I'm really pleased that this is working for you and that you can see that, because I can certainly notice a difference from when you started. And yeah, we do like to tailor our placements to the needs and the skills of the students. So if, like Harry, you needed a little help with communication, then we would put a student in somewhere that where they can learn those skills. So your other placement is the Oxfam Bookshop.
Yeah.
And what sort of things do you do there, Harry?
Mainly I do zapping in the back room. So
zapping? You've got to tell me what zapping is.
So basically what that is you know how you've got like Music Magpie, it's sites like that.
So book buying websites.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah.
And we scan the books through and basically they give us a fix on for all the books. So the books that don't sell in the shop, instead of being thrown away or recycled, they've still got a purpose and the shop still gets funded for
them. Well, that's really good, isn't it? That's really making the most money for Oxfam from their donations. Yeah. So you get to do that job. So that's quite an important job. And you enjoy doing that?
Yeah, the staff have always been really nice and helped me, you know, learn things about the industry. And, you know, I've done different things as well. I've worked in till, I've done pricing. They've let me try other roles. They haven't just said, you know, this one job is yours. They've let me move around and find what I'm comfortable.
Yeah, well, that's really good. Because also, that does, when you say about being comfortable, it can sometimes push you out of your comfort zone, can't it?
Yeah.
But sometimes that's good to try something new, isn't it? Even if maybe you don't like it. One of our learners I know was working in a shop on a till because he thought that was what he wanted to do. But actually, when he tried it, the pressure of speaking to people all the time face to face, he really didn't like it. So it's good to sort of find out and try things to know that you don't like them, if that makes sense. Because then we put him somewhere else where he's really happy.
It's the same thing for me. I've tried to till and, you know, I've done the job and, you know, and it's a lot of pressure and, you know, it's not something that I enjoy doing.
Mm.
But again, it's something that I've been taught to do as well.
So if you had to, you could do. Yeah. Okay. Oh, well, thanks for telling us all about that, Harry. That's been really good.